sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
You cannot talk!
What are we now? Episode 126. Uno, dos, six. Un, deux, six. Not even in my dreams. Damn, I love that title. Okay, reciting the whole thing or just part of it? The whole thing? Okay, let's go. You know what? Fuck it. It's my podcast. Doing the whole thing. Brace yourself. I'm reading the whole... Today's poetry. Bear with me. I'm doing the whole verse. A lady picked me up hitchhiking. What a big mistake. Several hours later, there's a body by the lake. Walked into the train station, headed towards the back. Caught a flashback. And pushed the man right off, right on the track. Damn. I'm in my dark room inside my house that is deserted. Developing the photo of the of a hoe I just murdered. By today's standard, we'd have said sex worker, but yeah, okay. I took a walk one night because I wanted to get out. I stepped outside, I paused, and I was back inside my house. Called upon plenty doctors, told them about my health. My phone just plays a dial tone. I'm talking to myself. Snap back to reality, at least that's what I thought. Running from the spirits of the bodies I just caught. Okay. I can't sleep. I can't escape this hell I'm in. Are you ready? Not even in my dreams.
Message.
I cover both my ears because I'm sick of hearing screams. I've been a mental case since I was in the seventh grade. Stabbed another student, licked his blood off of my blade. I got two personalities inside. Sometimes they battle. When I look at my picture, all I see is scribble scrabble. I feel I'm really losing it. I needed to write to Abby. The characters on TV try to reach right out and grab me. I always hear somebody talking about they want to do me, but I listen again. And it's those voices talking to me. You heard of shadow boxing? I see mine and then attack it. Please, doctor, please put me in a straight jacket. Oh my God, hold on. That verse deserves, that poetry deserves, oh my God, yes. And it also deserves, yeah, oh my God. Shout out to Coogee Rap, man. Usually I wait for the last portion of the podcast to tell you what I'm reciting, but no, man. This shit was lyrical crack cocaine or for white women, pumpkin spice latte. You know what? The pumpkin spice latte joke, are they done? Is that, whatever. It was a dope-ass poetry, and yeah, you know what? I don't regret reciting all of it. Taking my time with it and reciting. I just love both hearing it and reciting it. It's that dope. Shout out to Kool G Rap, man. Underrated rapper. One of the most underrated rappers of all time. All right. Hey, welcome. Bienvenue à un autre episode of Shut the Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B. Before I continue with the show, one, I know a bunch of you are like, hey, did you fuck up your AKAs? No, I just chose to limit it to three. See how that goes. And besides, you only need to know the major ones, all right? And two, welcome. Welcome, you new listeners. Well, welcome back, returning listeners, but welcome, you new listeners. I just like to inform, before I start the show, I like to inform you, give you a heads up that this podcast is protected by the red, the black, and the green, and waves a red, black, and a red, blue flag. Rouge et bleu's up in this bitch. 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 I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. What are we? It's hump day, right? Yeah, it's a Wednesday, midweek. So this is a midweek episode. Today's date is November 15, 2023, and this episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record labeling as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Hey, did you know the hexadecimal value for white is 6F? Ooh, shit. Ah, shit. Shut your... Hold on a second.
Shut your mouth, Kane, bitch.
Yeah, this is me feeling, this is me feeling like a hotep. When I say some woke shit. No. When I say some conscious shit, I think I'm going to use this clip from now on.
Shut your mouth, Kane, bitch.
I mean, you know what I mean? Because I can tell, because I know someone out there is like, oh, that's not deep. That's stupid. Well, fuck you, man.
Shut your mouth, Kane, bitch.
All right, okay. All right. Yeah, okay. Like I said, welcome new listeners and to your returning listeners. Just to give you a little orientation, breakdown of my podcast episode. I like to break down my episodes into three parts. Call them act, if you will. First act is the introduction, which is what I'm doing right now. Second act is news and random thoughts. Third act is final thoughts. A final thought. Ah, singular fashion. Right. This podcast is a work in progress. All right. So in the first act, I like to do shit like in the introduction, I played the theme music, tell you the title of the episode, recite some poetry. Sometimes the poetry that I recite, poetry, rap verse, okay, if you want to be an asshole, whatever, right, that I recite is related to the final thoughts. Excuse me. And, yeah, introduce myself, introduce the show, try to, you know, warn white people about the kind of podcast this is. You know, I just, you know, because I live in a city like Ottawa, and I'm always like the token black guy. So, yeah, the white gays, I guess you could probably deduce that, yeah, man, you seem to be a little too focused on the white gays. Yeah, you know what I mean? So anyway, so I'm just saying. I need to focus more on my audience than who's not my audience. Anyways, I like to do shit like, you know, recite some quotes, share some quotes that I found between now and the last published episode. And the first quote goes, oh my God, I have this bad habit. Okay, sorry guys. I was about to give you some details, but it's not going to matter to you. All right. This is from The Wise Connector. I got on TikTok. Not TikTok. God damn it. Twitter. And you wrote something that actually hit home for me because I was thinking that, just didn't have the words for it. And it goes, choose people who are good for your mental health. And the reason why it hits home is because the thought that I had was how the difference between me and older me is this version of me is mindful of how fragile mental health is and is loyal Like, if I have to choose between a friend and my mental health, it's going to be mental health. If I have to choose between a job and my mental health, it's going to be my mental health. A marriage and my mental health. Okay, wait a minute. My kids and my mental health. I'm kidding. That's why I don't have any kids. But you know what I mean. You see what I'm saying, man. I just, yeah. I don't need to say more. Second quote goes, be outside in, outside in. Second quote goes like this. It says, okay, this one is more of a thought than a quote. And I got it from the Sherman posting. These guys are fans. The Union Forever. Sherman, what was the position? General? Is he a general? Whatever, man. The Union soldier there. The one who walked across, who burnt down Atlanta. I mean, Georgia. Anyway, so the thought goes, with all due respect, please read this, then again. Excuse me. Please read this, then read it again. Then teach it to your children and grandchildren. Oh, man. Beautiful picture of... I didn't even notice the children, the indigenous children in the background, man. Sorry, being emotional. All right. History is not there for you to like or dislike. It is there for you to learn from it. And if it offends you, even better. Because then you are less likely to repeat it. It's not yours to erase or destroy. Man, middle finger to the state of Florida. You know what? Not Florida. I mean, yeah, Florida and specifically the motherfuckers of support. What's that dude's name? With DeSantis. Ron DeSantis. Anyways. Yeah. Sorry. The children in the background just like moved me. All right. Okay. It's funny how, no, I mean, I'm kind of, it's funny how here I'm saying prioritize your mental health, and I don't think I'm doing shit to help your mental health, but yeah, all right, gang. Okay, so let's jump to the next section, which is news and random thoughts, and just like the title says, I'm just going to go over news, random thoughts. It's just unorganized chaos of thoughts, right? And if you managed to follow along, then you were meant to listen to this podcast, all right? So bear with me. Yeah, all right, so... let's do this. All right. You guys ready? Ready? Buckle up. Here we go. All right. Okay. First one. I'm just kind of surprised. No, I'm not surprised. All right. So this morning when I woke up, it's funny. Today's Wednesday. Yeah. This morning when I woke up, I made the mistake of, I have this bad habit. I just can't help myself, man. I have this bad habit of jumping on social media. Staying in bed and just scrolling through social media. Usually I start with Twitter. And it doesn't matter. But I just had an image of a smoker who wakes up and the first thing they do is smoke a cigarette. And I feel like that's what Twitter is to me, man. I just wake up and... Anyways. So, oh, right. No, this was on Reddit. Okay. And I came across this Zionist propaganda, Jewish Zionist propaganda, and it fucked with me, man. It fucked up my day. Actually, it fucked with me until I was able to find some other videos to remind me how this shit is sheer propaganda. Now, I'm going to play it. Hopefully, I'm not going to be as angry as I was when I first heard it. But, yeah, it's probably better if you... I mean, it makes more... it'll strike you more if you watch it. And I gotta warn you. I really gotta warn you. It's sheer ignorance. No, this is not the clip of the soldier who's like pointing at a calendar, the IDS soldier pointing at a calendar and saying, see this? This is a sign up list for terrorists. anyways, because it's written in Arabic, and you know, if you don't know anything about Arabic, like I do, you'll believe him. Anyway, it's kind of funny. Anyway, yeah, so this is worse than that one. So it's a, Zionist propaganda aimed for teens. And it's basically kind of like the same messaging conservatives use on young people to say, hey, man, you're too stupid to understand these complicated, the reason why we're really at war. You know, it's one of those things, man. You're too stupid to understand why we have to make a lot of cuts and why you and your family have to, you know, sell your house or go into homelessness or your dad's an unemployed. You know, it's one of those kind of messages, like just very insulting. But the thing is, it fucking got me. So here we go. I'm going to play it, okay? Oh, I should start out by saying this is like a blonde chick who I imagine is either European or Israeli, and she's playing the role of a stupid influencer. But here we go. All right, brace yourself. The ignorance is strong in this one. Here we go.
Hi. Thanks for the rose from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Thanks for the rose from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. I'm from the LGBTQ community. And I stand with Gaza, even though I will be executed if I will step my foot in there. I stand with Palestine, even though I don't know where it's on the map. I stand with Palestine, even though... Go educate yourself. You're not educated. That's Islamophobic. That's Islamophobic. Oh, me? I don't hate Jews. I only hate Zionists. Oh, me? I only care about Palestinians' human rights because it's trending on TikTok. But I don't really care about Israeli human rights or Syrian refugees' human rights or North Korean human rights or Ukrainian human rights. I live far, far away from the conflict in a very secure place, and I've never been afraid for my life or got any family members who got kidnapped to Gaza or had a few young friends of mine that went to a party in my country and never returned. They were raped, tortured, and stolen. Here are the names and photos. I never had that. I live in a very, very far away place, and I still tell you, educate yourself. I don't care that you live in Israel and you see those horrors every day and you have friends that you lost. Educate yourself. Educate yourself. Educate yourself.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Yeah, you know what? Okay, you know what? The good part, the progress is, it didn't hit me as strong as it did before. Hey, could you guys give me 1 second, all right? I'm about to look on my map. I have a map of the world on my wall, and I'm about to look if it's Prince Israel or Palestine. That tells you how old it is. Just give me a second. Okay, I'm looking at my map. There's the Syria, Jerusalem. Oh, they don't say Jordan. Oh, these motherfuckers don't say. Holy, how's that possible? Damn, this map is old. Oh, nope, there it is. Yeah, they call it Israel. I feel like I might take a picture just to share it on there. Yeah, okay, it says Israel. So I'm only reacting to two things. One is I'm only reacting because she said, I don't know where Palestine is on the map. Well, because you motherfuckers erased it. Bro, calm down, B. But I realize why it hit me at first is because she had me consider the possibility. Oh shit! Like I fell for the okie doke. She had me consider the possibility. Holy shit! Is she right? Am I just supporting Palestine because it's a trendy thing to do? Is it possible that I'm very misinformed about the whole situation? And just pure coincidence. I mean, the universe conspired. I don't know if you believe in coincidence, but it was interesting how. Went on TikTok and one clip. I guess I should have shared it. Okay, I'm going to find it and put it in the show notes. Make a note to put it in the show notes. All right. I found this clip of this lady saying, talking about basically, you can tell who the bad guys are or who's at fault, who's on the wrong side of history. The folks on the wrong side of history have times to make a clip like this. You know what I mean? Have time to... to make a clip like this about hey, you're too stupid to understand what's going on. While the other side is, the only clips they have are the ones they're able to release because the internet's been destroyed or the infrastructure for the internet's been destroyed. And it's about, hey, checked out a bomb out, a hospital that was just bombed here. Bunch of people crying, bunch of people screaming. Oh, well, okay, careful. Those are actual children. No, this ain't Hollywood. This ain't CGI. This is actual casualties. And here's the thing. I want to be clear. Okay. Because I'm acting like I'm talking to this content creator. There's no way I'm going to be able to reach them. But if I was able to reach them, I would let them know that, hey, look, Zionist propagandists, if it was your children out there, dying the same way Palestinian children are dying, I'd be protesting. This entire podcast would be about how we'd be on some free Israel shit. You know what I mean? Holy fuck. I would sell the same compassion or the same, is it compassion? Same sympathy, empathy, all of the above. I would cry with you the same way I cried during Schindler's List. Or when in high school, okay, I didn't cry, but I mean, it was emotional. It was fucking distraught when we learned in high school about the Holocaust. Atrocities are fucking atrocities, man. Edward, calm down, man. All this to say, nice try, Zionist. You nearly got me. And that's the other thing, too. Actually, I should say this. The second thing that got me to snap out of it is remembering that she's just one voice. She's part of one voice. There's a part where she says, hey, being Jewish and being a Zionist is the same thing. Now, I know for a fact there are a bunch of Jewish people out there who are like, yeah, nah, we ain't down with them niggas. Fuck that. They respond to them like I respond to the Black Israelite group. Nah, we ain't down with them. Nah, fuck that. Or the Black. Notice I didn't say Black for Trump's group. Nah. The Black Israelites. Yeah, I don't fuck with them niggas. Nah, fuck that. I want no way to be associated with those people. What are the odds as a Black Israelite listening to this podcast? I doubt it, because I do a lot of like bitch-ass nigga shit. So, they wouldn't like that shit. Anyways, all right, okay. All right, now I'm feeling better, man. I feel like I talked it out. Yeah, the last point is, I'm just looking at my, you know what, I'll explain later. Okay, yeah, that's it. I got it out of my system, and I feel better. Thank you for listening. Seriously, thank you for listening. All right, this next clip I'm playing here is, now I'm going into more news, into what's going on with the Blacks. Okay, now I don't know how this clip is, but I'm going to try to play it, and if it's not too long, we'll see. But basically, Jeezy is having a conversation. I don't know what this is about, but Jeezy, who's a rap verse, who recently released an album called "I May Forgive, But I Don't Forget," and then I was praising it on the last episode. Anyways, Jeezy is having a conversation with Nia Long. Oh, I completely forgot that dude went for a divorce. I didn't even know he was married, but whatever, man. I only like him for his music. Sorry, Jeezy. And he's having a conversation. He's interviewing or having a conversation with Nia Long. And the caption goes, Jeezy tells Nia Long, real men don't cheat. And here, let me just play the clip because I'm not familiar with it. Here, I'm going to hit refresh. And then I want to restart it. And then share some thoughts. Here we go.
Cheat because
that's fascinating to me.
It's so gross.
I personally, listen to my quote, and real don't cheat.
Real niggas don't
You don't cheat. Think so?
Hell no.
I kind of understand what you mean when you say that.
They do not.
I understand what you mean when you say that.
It's something in us that makes us want to be right
yes.
across the board.
It's men cheat because
that's fascinating to me.
It's so gross.
Okay. I personally,
hold on, that's one of two. Let me play the second part of this.
Men cheat because
that's fascinating to me.
It's so gross.
I personally. Listen to my quote.
Okay, he repeats it. Okay. All right. So Jeezy on his album, he's got a track called, let me look it up so I don't lie to you folks. It's called, I think it's called either Real Niggas Don't Cheat. But I know it's not. He doesn't say Black Men Don't Cheat. But let me get Jeezy, Forgive. I might forgive, but okay. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, full album. It's on YouTube. Nice try. Trying to get me sued. Okay. Trying to get me clicked up. All right. And it's called Never Been a Fan, Nothing to Prove, Delusion, Keep Change. Oh, Don't Cheat. Okay, it's just called Don't Cheat. All right. Woo! Okay, the reason I like it is because it reminded me of when, what's the name of that band? What kind of man would I be if I lived unfaithfully? Oh, man. And the word band is in their name. Okay, I'm not going to do any more Google searches, right? But my point is, I'm trying to say this without sounding cocky. I don't cheat. No, okay. No. Okay, here's what I'm trying to get at is, maybe because I was a sensitive human being and I know and I've lived by the credo of whatever you do to others, they get to do it to you. If you hurt someone, you just gave them permission to hurt you back. Because of that logic, right? It never made sense. Yeah, I'm going to use the word. It never made sense why you would get into a monogamous relationship and violate. Now, I've heard a lot of reasonings to why some dudes cheat, but it didn't. But I was like, then don't get in the relationship. Like, there was no way you were able to explain infidelity in a way that. In a way where I didn't look, yeah, but you're fucking hurt over. You know what I mean? Like, hurt feelings matter. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it was equivalent to, like, snitching. To me, it was, yeah, you know what I mean? For the same reason why you don't snitch on your homie is the same reason why you don't cheat on someone you, I'm not going to use the word love because I don't actually understand or believe in it. You know, that's a longer complication. But I'm just going to say, I don't understand love, but I'm just going to say that someone that you've agreed to be in a monogamous relationship with. And don't get me wrong. I have relatives who are like, holy fuck. Them niggas can't be faithful for shit. Anyway, but for me, it made sense. I had more respect for people who, it's just, It's again, I'm not trying to sound cocky. Like, I feel all timid trying to explain myself. Cause usually, I have an image of myself saying this shit at the barbershop and I'm surrounded by niggas. Yeah, you trying to get laid, nigga? Fuck it. And I'm surrounded by people questioning my intentions. And I'm trying to be as real as real. Just like I honor, respect people who keep their word, who borrow money for you and pay you back. Like, they chase you to pay you back. They don't make you chase them. Who just do decent shit. You know, who are like, fuck it. Like Tony Montana said, man, all I got in this world is my word and my balls. Yeah, people like that. Now, if you engage in a monogamous relationship with someone and fulfill your agreement, respect that agreement, I mean, it's some bare minimum shit, but I mean, I respect that. I mean, all this to say, when Jeezy wrote that rhyme, I fucking understood what he meant. I love that he didn't push this whole black man don't cheat shit. He went with real niggas don't cheat. And it's his way of saying you earn that title. Because if you say black man don't cheat, yeah, we don't cheat because we're black. Yeah, come on, nigga. Come on. Come on, nigga. Come on, buddy. All right, yeah. Sorry, this mic's a little loud. A little hot. Right, so I'm glad that Jeezy came out and did that and made space for men who don't think it's a bad thing, don't think it's a weird thing to be faithful. And I don't mean on some, hey, give you a parade, look at me, I'm better than you, shit like that. I don't look at me. I'm just saying, look, man. I'm saying you stay to your word. It's a rare trait. I respect that. Just like you get in a relationship and I think part of what makes this complicated is because I wonder if I'm always worried that if given the opportunity, would I cheat? Like, if I was in the category of human beings, well, I mean, then I wouldn't get in a relationship. Like, if I was in a category of men who, like, just have it thrown it at them. Yeah, fuck that. I'm not, fuck that. Monogamy? Fuck that. But if I were, oh, man, okay, yeah, okay, now I'm trying to picture it, right? So, It's like the closest I could imagine to cheating. It wouldn't be me chasing. It'd be me being weak. It'd be me being in a room full of hoes. Type of situation like that. It's like, honey, come and get me. I mean, get out, you know. But then again, I don't like the idea of, like, I couldn't handle that guilt of, guess what I did, baby? Guess why my penis smells like another woman? You know what I mean? Anyway, look, man, respect Jeezy. You know what's funny is, remember how I started with saying, yo, Jeezy, I don't even like you for your rhymes. But I don't know, man. I don't know if Jeezy's running for president or something like that, but he's starting to do shit I want you to like me more than just for my rhyme. But yeah, man. Anyways, I respect that, bro. Real niggas don't cheat. Shut up, podcast. Is it condone? Condemns? No, condones. Being faithful in a monogamous relationship. You know the thing, when I think of like people like, let me say Scott LaRock. I meant Tiger Woods. I don't know why I'm thinking of Scott LaRock, but yeah, Tiger Woods. When he got caught with all them women, I for me, it was less that he got caught. It was more, why'd you get married, you dumbass? Because he wanted to present himself as being a decent human being, a decent male who's got his, I don't know Tiger Woods personally. But I can't picture myself making billions of dollars and taking in all the pussy that comes with it. I just, you know, to make up for all the ones I didn't get in high school. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know, I wasn't, yeah. All right. Okay. What else? Okay. You know what? Am I doing this one? Okay. Yeah, this is probably short. Okay. All right. What time is it? You know what's fucked up is that one of my favorite podcasts, 3GO, is doing a live recording. And I was, I wanted to attend their live recording, but it starts at 8:30. You know what time it is right now? 8:21. How long have I been recording for? 30 minutes. All right. Yeah, there's no way I'm going to finish in 10. Nah, I'm not finishing in 10 minutes. It's your podcast, B-Blood. Right. Okay. Should I do this one? You know, because I kind of want to speed this. You know, I don't really have to do this one, but I really want to know what's going on. You know, fuck it. All right. Decision made. We're going to do this one. It's on the agenda. Even though I'm feeling like this is an update on... Okay, the reason I want to share is because it's from Bossup, and I like the way Bossup writes their article. So, and it goes, oh, you know what? Okay, I'm going to spoil you, folks. I'm going to read it instead of using my AI bot. Darius Jackson denies Kiki Palmer abuse allegation. Of course he did. Alleges actress mothers threatened to put a bullet in his head. Damn. All right. Oh, no, I heard about that. His mother... Look, man, holy shit. Kiki Palmer was my daughter. Yeah, man. Fuck. Because I live in Canada. I don't have access to guns like the Americans, but it would be a machete to the head. All right, okay. Darius Jackson is categorically denying abusing Kiki Palmer while levying allegation against the actress's mother. Oh, man, that's some ho shit, dude. Hold on a second. All right. TMZ reports that Jackson is adamant that he did not put his hands on the star, and he's accusing Kiki Palmer's mom, Sharon Palmer, of threatening to put a bullet in his head. Okay, then if you didn't put your hands on her, then why was she threatening you like that? Because she's crazy? Is that where we're going to go with? Is that your defense? Anyways. As previously reported, Kiki 30 was granted temporary restraining order and sole custody of 8-month-old Leodis Jackson. I covered that on the last podcast. After she claimed that her ex-boyfriend showed up at her home unannounced on November 7th, demanding to see their baby. Oh, wow. When she refused, he allegedly began yelling in her face before knocking her backwards off the couch and stealing her phone. Oh, man. Is that it? Oh. Sources close to Darius, however, told TMZ that his arrival was not unannounced, and he texted Kiki about going to pick up his son to watch football last Sunday. The sources said when he arrived at Kiki's place, Leo wasn't there and an argument ensued. At some point, things reportedly got especially heated when Kiki got her mom on the phone and put her on speaker as the matriarch screamed and cussed out Darius. I mean, what do you think was going to happen? That's when Sharon Palmer allegedly made the threat before Darius attempted to wrestle Kiki's phone away from her. A source to Kiki's Bob isn't denying that she threatened Darius Jackson and instead said that she made the threat about the bullet because she feared for her daughter's safety and couldn't be there in person to protect her. TMZ since released text from both Kiki. You know what? Okay, this is a lot of details. Okay, I'm not reading all this. Okay, this is boring. I'm reading this. I'm going, you know what? Okay, links is in the show notes. Yeah, shit is getting messy. You know what? The whole time I was thinking about is how what I was talking about earlier about choosing your mental health over your mental health over people, over everything. And the thing that gets me about this, Darius, okay, hey, B, you don't know the full story. You know, two sides to every story, whatever. Look. I'm choosing to accept this perspective that this Darius guy is not the good guy. He's not a good guy. And, I've always wondered, if he did put hands on her, would he admit it? That's the thing. I mean, anyway, doesn't matter. What I'm getting at is I'm reading this story and all I can think about is how fucking messy this situation is. And I think about the people who I've come across in my life who, I've never been in that kind of situation, but I have met people who the only thing they bring into your life is chaos, is trouble. And that's an example of one. You're just chilling at home and this motherfucker, bitch, I told you I came to pick up my kids. And now you're in a situation where your mom is yelling at this dude, speakerphone, talking about, nigga, I'm gonna put a bullet in your head. Look, it's like they bring out the worst out of you. And shit. And I sometimes wonder if they enjoy it. Anyways, messy situation, man. You know, I kind of regret covering this story, but whatever, it's done. And I thought Bossip was going to, because usually they do humor, funny shit. But but in this case, that's not what I got. Okay. All right. Man, I don't believe I chose this story over. Okay, no, I'm going to save this for, okay. Because there's another story I wanted to cover, and I picked between that and the other one, and now why I'm regretting it. But you know what? Okay, the other story I was going to cover, I'll save it for the next podcast. Excuse me, the next episode. But what's done is done. You know one thing I love to do is it ruminate? Is that the word? Ruminate? Make sure I'm not fucking up the white man's language here. Ruminate. And yes, it is. Ruminate over a bad decision. I'm going to spend the rest of this episode ruminating over this shit. All right, okay. Let's, this next one. I saw this. I didn't get a chance to read the story. I'm going to play the clip. You know what? Let me play the article first and then play the clip. And then, but the caption goes, gospel singer Bobby Storm. I don't know who she is. And yes, I do listen to gospel music. Well, not all of them, but some of them. Gospel singer Bobby Storm was nearly kicked off Delta Airline flights when she refused to stop singing to fellow passengers. I'm doing what the Lord said. Of course. All right. You know, I'm not going to read the article, but I am going to play the clip. Right? And this is her getting talked to by the, what do you call those? Flight attendant. All right, here we go.
But I was like, you know, I haven't done this in a while. I've gotten to the next status. So they're enjoying it. So while we're sitting here, can I please?
I'm not enjoying it. So I'm asking you, can you be quiet?
Okay. Well, I'm buying that up.
It's a yes or no answer.
Please. Am I going to go to jail if I don't?
Can you please answer my question? Are you willing and able to be quiet right now?
I'm doing what the Lord is telling me to do.
I'm asking you a question, yes or no. I'm your flight leader. I need you to follow my instruction.
Okay.
My instruction for you to answer my question. Are you able to be quiet?
What do you guys think?
I'm asking you, ma'am.
I'm asking you guys. What do you guys
do? Okay. Oh, my God, lady.
You need to follow my instruction. Yeah. You will not be taking this flight.
Okay.
Are you able to be quiet?
If that's the case, then that's fine. If you were the person in charge,
I'm your flight leader, yes.
If you're the
person. Say yes. Okay. All right. Thank you. You egotistical.
So I'm singing on
the
alone with y'all in the back. If that's
okay. Right. No, I don't want to hear it. Shut up. So she's singing gospel. She's singing one of her tracks. After the dude just told her to shut the fuck up. I'll tell you why this upsets me, man. It's the belief amongst Christians that we're right, y'all wrong. Y'all need to hear this shit. You guys, you are all just one good song away, one good Bible verse away, one good deed away, one good Christian deed away from giving yourself to the Jesus, to the Lord Jesus Christ, to your Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. When the reality is, either some of us don't care, or people like me are like, nah, lady, all you're doing is triggering me. All you're doing is reminding me of how Christianity ruined my fucking childhood. Look, okay, I want to be clear. I do not deny that there are people out there who've had Christianity as the best thing to happen in their lives. I do not deny that. But what bothers me about Christians like her is the refusal to acknowledge that not everyone has it like that. Some of that anger towards you, not you personally, towards that religion is fucking justified. Some of us would rather take a knee. No, I don't take a knee. No, I sit down. No, we'd rather tell you to shut the fuck up, man. I ain't trying to hear that shit. If I want to hear some gospel music, I'll hit play on my phone. Sorry, I was pretending like I was hitting play on my Walkman, and those days are gone. Yeah, on my phone. First, I unlock my phone. Well, first I get my fingerprint or use my face to unlock my phone. Then start up my music player and then load up whatever gospel music I want to hear. You know what I mean? But if I'm on a play, you know what's funny? Okay. It's 1 year back in the days, back in my my less enlightened Christian days, preacher kids days. I this one time I went to, I can't remember what year it was, but I went to the Mega Fest. That's put on by T.D. Jakes, Bishop T.D. Jakes. And yeah, man, I was all into the whole Christian shit. Yeah, I'm calling it shit on purpose. And and I had a Bible in my bag, in my carry-on bag. And I don't, sorry. I remember being shocked when I was set aside for extra, what do you call that? For extra random check. Because I'm black? Nah, nigga, because of that fucking Bible. If it would have been a Quran, yeah. Like, they treated me. I'm laughing because these bastards treated me like I had a Quran on me. I think I purposely put that Bible in my carry-on so the folks would be like, oh, we don't have to worry about him. Wrong. All I know is I got a finger up my butt. No lube. And I don't know what they were looking for, but it wasn't Jesus. All right, okay. Anyway, all right, you know what? Do I want to read the details? Okay, I'm going to click the link. Do I want to read the details? No, okay. Remember, I'm trying to finish. I forget. Ooh, okay, she's kind of pretty. Okay, all right. It's not a long article. It goes, okay. Grammy-nominated gospel singer. Oh, God damn it. Hold on a second. CBS News be hating. And then we putting on pop. No. Ad blockers. All right. Grammy-nominated gospel singer. Oh, she's Grammy-nominated. All right. There's a part in the clip where she says, hey, I'm sorry, guys, if I'm being a little fucking annoying, but I just won the Grammy. Yeah, suck my dick. Whatever. Okay. I hope they take it back. All right, Grammy-nominated gospel singer Bobby Storm was nearly kicked off a Delta airline. Whenever frustrated, I'ma hijack Delta. Sorry, was kicked off a Delta Airlines flight when she refused to stop singing for fellow passengers. A clip posted on her, oh, she posted on Instagram on Saturday shows Storm standing in the plane center aisle and singing when she is approached by Delta crew member who instructs her to shut the fuck up, though, to instructs her to sit down and be quiet. Once in her seat, Storm tells her fellow passenger that she has sung on other flights and, moreover, been nominated for 2 Grammys. You know what? Okay, if the song was... Okay, statements are met with some applause. Oh, excuse me. Okay. Moreover, been nominated for 2 Grammy statements. Okay. Storm is part of a gospel group. Oh, she's part of Maverick City Music. Sorry, I've liked some of them. Which has earned nomination for Best Gospel Album. I thought they were white. Okay. For Best Gospel Album and Best Contemporary Christian Music. Oh, because Christian Music Performance Song at 2024 Grammy Award. The Instagram video shows Storm attempting to perform her single We Can't Forget Him before the same crew member asks her again to be quiet. I mean, look, lady. Holy shit. You see the Holy Ghost and someone in there on that flight is, yes, Christians are the reasons why I can't go home for Christmas because my parents disown me for being gay. You know, I'm like, it's like, I'm angry at Christianity because, you know what, it's a longer story. Because I'm surrounded by Christians who want to help, and when it comes to helping with real life situation, all they got is a fucking Bible, man. No solutions to actual problems. And then they're mad at you for not adopting their solution. You know, okay, off topic. All right, finish the article. Storm responds by saying, I'm doing what the Lord is telling me to do. Yeah. But the crew member who says he is the flight leader tells her that she won't be able to stay on the flight if she doesn't follow his instructions. Storm appears to concede, but when the crew member walks away, she tells fellow, she tells a fellow crew member, walks away. She tells fellow passengers she'll sing on the low and proceed to sing the song anyways. You know what? If I'm quiet is one, because I don't like confrontation. And two, I likely have my noise-canceling headphones on there. So I'm like, yeah, this is, to me, that would have been the compromise. Delta has been in contact with the customer. A Delta spokesperson told CBS News, for the safety of our customer and crew, it's always important to follow crew instructions. Yeah, that's one thing too, man. When you're up there, if you're the flight attendant, the one thing you need to know is anyone on this fucking flight going to be a problem? If so, I'd rather we deal with you now on the ground than in the fucking air. I'm just saying. I'm like, you know, it's... You're going to be a problem... Like, and I agree. You know what I mean? Just anyways. In a follow-up video, Storm said Delta executive had reached out to her and that she was not breaking any rules. What? Just spreading joy. Oh, fuck. That was a business decision. Storm added that she did not want the crew member to be reprimanded or lose his job. He probably should. Oh, my God. Don't give me a reason to. Okay. I simply want us to keep in mind how to treat each other, she said. But he's justified in... Oh, man, I'm angry, man. Okay, this goes under church ratchetness, man. Church ratchetness is a segment I created where I talk shit about the church. Actually, I just vent my frustration with the church and my upbringing, all the above. You know what I mean? I'm a preacher's kid, man. And there's a lot of pent-up frustration that just build up. And I can't burn a church, so I talk shit on the podcast. Oh, and for you, if you happen to be... a fan of the Black Guy Who Tips, and you're like wondering, wait a minute, church ratchetness? Did you steal that from the Black Guy Who Tips? I want to remind you that they have sword ratchetness. I have church ratchetness. They're McDonald's. I'm McDowell's. Thank you very much. All right, okay. Yeah, that's it. Okay. All right, okay. What time is it? Okay, I'm going to keep it short. This next thought I have is... could have been on Final Thought, but you know, I just decided to. It just came to me today. I was looking outside. Yeah, I might extend it for next episode. Whatever. Okay. I was looking outside, working along. Actually, I was doing something really boring. So I have this bad habit of looking out my window. You know, I think I just got ADD, folks. I'm working on it. I think I got ADD, but not the kind where, or not to the point where I'm willing to take medication over it. But, so I'm looking out my window and I notice this young teenage couple walking, holding hands. And I was going to take a picture, but I'm like, that might be illegal. You know what I mean? That might be illegal. I don't understand people having the intention of trusting my attention in that. But it's not the point. The reason why I wanted to take a picture or that I was thinking about them or I noticed them is because it evoked an emotion in me. It reminded me of, I just started to, no, I think my first thought was, hey, aren't they too young to be doing that? And then it hit me. Then I started thinking how I was in high school, junior high, and got no bitches. No, oh, holy shit, grade six, actually. Yes, grade six was the age where kids were, like, starting to date each other, going out with each other. It's so weird. And I was looking at that teenage couple, and I'm like, good for you, man. Good for you. Like, get it out of your system. Like, I hope the both of them, I'm not saying, like, they marry each other, but I hope this is just the beginning of them exploring that part about life. Like, I hope, like, they break up. I hope it's a healthy breakup. If they break up, it's a healthy breakup. Like, I hold on a second. I was thinking about how the concept of having a girlfriend was a foreign concept for me. As much as I wanted one, I didn't know how to go about it. I was like, it's not that I was socially awkward, but I was socially awkward in terms of approaches. I remember asking my dad about advice about, you know, girls. I'm like, dude, I have all these fucking feelings and I don't know what to do. I didn't use all these words, but I think I just said, hey dad, I want to go. I don't know. It was like I was trying to get some guidance on getting your girlfriend, and his response was, man, focus on your studies. Like, he didn't know any better, man. That dude just came from Haiti and traveled here from Haiti, and he's still figuring out this new fucking country, making sense out of this country, and he's a new father, and he's that, and he's trying to not fuck up. Like, I could tell he, in his mind, he was like, look, I'm trying not to fuck up these kids. And the best advice he could tell me was, you know what? Priority. Like, I knew what priority was. Priorities. Focus on your studies, and then worry about them bitches. Now, he didn't say these words, but whatever. But it was like, just focus on your studies. That didn't help. From there, it was just like, okay, never talk to dad about women ever again. But yeah, it was a foreign con. It was so weird. First, I was, when it came to talking to the opposite sex, no, I could talk to the opposite sex, but if it involved feelings of attraction, hell no. Oh, it was way too awkward. It was outside outside my comfort zone, way outside. I mean, way. I'm talking about Andromeda. What's the next universe next to us? A solar system next to us? Like that fucking, that far. I mean, like the Webb telescope couldn't see it. Okay, right, bad example. But I'm saying, yeah, I remember talking to my cousin because he was more successful with the opposite sex romantically than I was. And he's looking at me and goes, dude, you're overthinking this shit. I had no idea what he was thinking about. I said, look, I'm trying not to fuck up. I'm trying not to offend this woman. How do I politely say, hey, can I have permission to, well, I was young back then, you know, to kiss you. You know, like it's, I didn't understand. It was just way, like I had a better chance figuring out how to divide by zero than working through those feelings back then. Anyway, I was just looking at this couple and it just had me thinking about how grade school, junior high school, college. I mean, I did have one girlfriend, but that didn't work out. But let's just say that I missed that boat. I didn't gain any experience about the opposites. Like, I don't have a long list of to all the women that I've loved before. Like, I can't sing that song. It just had me thinking about, I envied that. I envied them. That's really what I'm trying to say. I envied them. It had me thinking about the kids my age when I was in school who were in a relationship, who had girlfriends, boys who had girlfriends, girls who had boyfriends, and sometimes they worked out and sometimes they didn't. And, yeah, it's like, I mean, sure, it could get for the worst, who knows, maybe that dude turns. But what I'm getting at is, it's like I was thinking about my childhood. I was looking at that couple and mourning my childhood, in a way. I was mourning my childhood, and it's not a, I don't want to say it's a regret thing, but it's, let me put it this way. I'm just going to conclude this point, make the point that I'm looking at this teenage love, and I'm contrasting it to now how I'm 48 in therapy and talking about bitches ain't shit. That's why I ain't in a relationship. I ain't in a relationship or haven't been in a relationship or the right relationship because these bitches ain't shit. Now, I want to be clear. That's not what that's not the conversation I'm having with my therapist, because I'm mature enough to know that you can't be blaming. Oh, I'm trying to make a sentence. I see the sentence in my head. I'm trying to say it. It's like I'm way too mature to be saying that bitches ain't shit thing. I know way better than to blame all my relationship mistakes on the opposite sex. I learned that a long time ago. But what I am learning, and this is like, okay, insight on what's been going on in my therapy sessions, is I've been learning, I've been relearning how human connection works. Not just how it works, but the value to human connection. Because right now I'm in this, fuck people, everyone sucks, I hate people, but it's as if that there's something about human connection I still need to figure out, if that makes any sense. It makes sense to me, but I'm on a journey into understanding, appreciating, and maybe seeing the best of human connection, whether it's friendship, whether it's romantic, whether it's whatever. I'm figuring things out. You know what? That might be the topic for next episode. But I'm going to conclude this. What time is it? God damn it, 8:47. Oh, it doesn't matter. Calm down, B. All right, okay. I'm going to conclude this and jump to final thoughts, okay? All right, here we go. Damn, I love to talk. Okay, I'm going to see if I keep this short. All right, okay. All right. What's up with today's title? If you hadn't noticed, today's title, not even in my dream, I took it from that verse that I spit at the beginning by Kool G Rap from his track Straight Jacket. And the whole line, I want to focus on. You know, I want to treat this shit like it's a Bible verse. I'm going to preach on it. I'm gonna preach on this. He goes, I can't escape this hell I'm in, not even in my dreams. The reason I bring it up is, first I want to acknowledge the fact that this is probably the second time I've recited that verse. I don't know, either I recited the first verse or the second verse, but it might be, I'm acknowledging the fact that this ain't the first time that I recite this verse. And remind y'all that, or remind myself that I can do that. It's my goddamn podcast. It's my podcast, all right? It's your podcast, B. Do what you want, all right? Okay, two. Not even in my dream. The reason why I thought of that verse was I had a thought during therapy where I found myself. Oh, no. First of it, okay. Two parts. Yeah, okay. What's kind of therapy, but it's not the not even in my dreams. The not even in my dreams part. I can't escape this hell I'm in, not even in my dream. The second part. Okay. All right. Had me thinking about a friend of mine. I used to, when I was in high school, I used to be part of a rap group called Total Darkness. Yeah, but because I was really into blackness. Long story. Anyway, yeah. So my friend, one of my my homie R Black. That's the name he went by. And I was B Black. He was R Black. Total Darkness. And he wrote this rhyme, which I can't remember. And it was we had written a song about unity, how black people need to come together in unity. And he had this one verse that at the time when he wrote it, I didn't understand it, but I had to mature to understand it. Like this, the homeboy was before his time, man. Or he had an understanding about things that, man, he's on the long list of brothers who were freaking smart. We're just like wise, smart. But school wasn't designed to unearth that intelligence. Anyways, so he had a line that when I'm trying to remember, goes, I love my father. No, he goes, I'm not even hip in my own dreams. I forget what comes before. But the line, yeah, I'm not even hip in my own dreams. I love my father. No, I love my father. I drink a lot of water. I love my father. Not even 16, and I got a daughter. Use the rubs like Toby, too. I guess you can't trust the latex crew. Anyway, whatever. But it's the line, I'm not even hip in my own dream. You know, I have to go to therapy to understand that line. And it's the notion that, like, I've had dreams where I fought someone and lost. I ran and I couldn't. Like, I think it's more the idea of how you see yourself. I'm not even hip in my, like, in my own dreams. Like, in dreams, you should be able to imagine, go to distance. But it's the one limitation. Like, it's fucked up when you can't even imagine yourself being hip. Anyways, the fact that he understood that he wrote that rhyme, fascinates me still till this day. Not even. Anyways, okay. Now, the real reason why I'm thinking about this is I can't escape the hell I'm in. That's the real reason why we started that verse, is because I remember being in therapy, and I had this moment when I realized that the ways I use to cope with this world are, I think the word she uses is maladaptive. Yeah, maladaptive. Maladaptive coping mechanism. Yeah, she dropped that word on me, and I'm like, what the fuck? What did I tell you about using some complicated word, too many syllables? Anyway, yeah. Because she was basically saying, dude, okay, you know you're working on your mental health. You're going to have to cut off some of that social media, man. You're going to have to cut off the social media. But it hit me. It's like equivalent to say, yeah, you're going to have to stop smoking. Yeah, but how else am I going to cope? What am I going to replace it with? And I just realized, at a moment when I realized that if I'm not on, if I'm at work and like today, right? And I'm doing something boring and there's nothing to look out the window, then I'm automatically on social. Like, boredom is my triggers. I'm on social media. And I realized that if it's not social media, then I'm watching some TV show or I'm escapism. I find some way for escapism. And my favorite one is drugs. And it just had me thinking how really all I'm just trying to do is escape. But I can't escape this hell. I mean, every attempt to escape hell only makes it worse. Like, social media is fucking with my mind. It's not helping this situation. Just like I told you, this morning, made the mistake of watching that Zionist propaganda shit. And it was starting to ruin my day until that next clip. Raise me up. Anyways, I wrote that down because I can't escape this hell I'm in. How I can't escape this nightmare I call life. Now, I gotta be careful. I know. I'm a privileged human being. I live in one of the first world developed country, and got a job, roof over my head. There's a lot for me to be grateful. But inside this motherfucker, I'm pointing out my mind there. Inside this head of mine, it's not that beautiful. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. And the ways I go about it to escape it, work, social media, or drugs. Not weed, yeah, sure. But every once in a while, I tend to escalate. Anyway, I wish I had. I don't have any solutions right now. I'm just pointing out a problem. I'm just talking here. And this is dedicated not for people who are gonna hear me out and propose solution. No, this is dedicated for people who can. I know what the fuck you're talking about. I'm there too. I want you to, at the very least, acknowledge the hell that's in your mind and every attempts you've made and the attempts you make to escape that hell. Here's hoping none of them, I was going to say hurt you, but that's not sure. Here's hoping the damage is not that severe. You know, one of the reasons I avoid relationships is because, is this okay? Callback, full 180 here. Is because in my mind, I'm not hip in my own dreams. Like, if I go in a relationship, I'm going to go automatically into either A, if it's a perfect relationship, I'm going to fuck it up. Either I'm going to be suspicious. I'm like, hey, what's wrong with you? I'll be suspicious of my partner, or if I get confident in that, then I'll be worried about me not fucking it up. I'm saying there's a lot of things that need to be addressed before I can get into a relationship with another human being that has us both invested. But one thing's for sure is I refuse to use another human being to escape this hell I'm in. Oh my God. Oh my God. You see what I mean? You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm getting at? Maybe that's why some dudes cheat, man. It's like, by hurting you, it allows me to hurt. I really don't want to be one of those people who, in their attempt to escape the hell they're in, they hurt others. So I'd just rather hurt myself. All right, okay. Last but not least, you know what's funny is I need to recharge my... Oh, right. And I think my solution might be... Oh, so funny. Developing a social life. Ha, 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 ha. I'm figuring it out, man. We all need to work. All right, guys. I'm going to wrap this up, man. What time is it? Yeah, okay. Because I don't like this. The last episode was way too long. Just to say that I'm working on an email to send to 3GO. First, I sent one to the Black Guy Who Tips. But before the end of... First, I sent one to Black Guy Who Tips. Then I sent one to Black Fat Fan Podcast. 3GO is third on the list. And it's progressing. I'm talking to you because it helps me work on it, focus on it, and develop ideas. And I'm getting better. I'm figuring out what I'm trying to say. And the bottom line is I'm trying to say, I'm thinking out loud here. I'm trying to say, besides that, hey, I love your podcast because you guys make me laugh. But it's more how the conversation, the way they talk, it reminds me of when I was a open mic comedian. I was open mic status and hanging out with other comedians, man. I won't lie. I used to like hanging out with comedians. Because it's just a different vibe, man. Then again, maybe it was just because they were different from church folks, because I was used to dealing with church folks. But I really enjoyed the conversation. Not all of them, but some of the conversation we would have as comedians in the green room. Fascinating, man. Because they were, whatever. So yeah, 3GO, the email is going to be something about how listening to your podcast reminds me of hanging out in the green room with other comedians. Anyway, I'm working on it. It's a work in progress, folks. With that said, this concludes today's episode. As usual, if you want to holler at me, you can find me on these Twitter streets. Notice I don't say X. Suck my dick. Yeah, on these Twitter streets. And my handle is at BBlizzak or at Shut Up Podcast. You can find me on TikTok at B.Black. I'm also on, because I started using Threads. Threads. And that's at Shut Up Podcast. Same for Instagram, at Shut Up Podcast. I'm also B.Black on Instagram. Oh my God, Threads and Instagram. You know, Thread and Instagram, look for Shut Up Podcast. All right. But if you really want to find me, my headquarters, the place where I rest on the internet, like what Brooklyn is to Jay-Z, Shut Up Podcast is to me on the internet. Yeah, that was a fucked up analogy. My point is, you can find me on my home turf at shutuppodcast.com. What was that? Shutuppodcast.com. One more time for the people in the back. Shutuppodcast.com. You can, the email address is shutuppodcast401@gmail.com. You can subscribe to this podcast using the RSS feed that's on this website, or go to places like Google, Apple, and what's the other guy? Amazon Podcast. No, I'm not on Spotify yet. That's, again, long story. But, yeah, you know what? Thank you for listening, boys and girls. And as always, please do remember, be kind to your favorite podcast. All right? Peace. And when I say peace, I mean in the Middle East. I am your king now!